There's an old saying that goes, you give a man a fish and he eats for a day. Take a man to a Friday night fish fry and, well, he walks around all weekend smelling like the dumpster behind a Long John Silver's. I think that's how it goes. This is the Social Club Podcast. Your Social Club for the weekend of February 27th. Holy cow. February 27th, Rachel.
Nice. I'm done.
All right. Let's call it a day.
I'm done with... I'm just done with February.
See you guys in summer.
February. It's the worst.
This is the Social Club. Mm-hmm. I'm Josh Rollerson. You're Rachel Carlson.
Yes. That is correct.
I think we covered it.
Yeah. We're good to go.
Hey, Rachel, I recently read a really interesting article in the Pittsburgh Business Times.
Uh-huh.
And there was a big picture of someone really familiar just tearing into a big old fish sandwich.
I should be embarrassed, but I'm not in terms of the photo.
The relish on your face, though, is
wait, was there?
No, I mean like it's...
Oh,
it's, yeah, you
I
had,
thought there was relish on my face.
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me at
That's
all.
That's what we call syntactic ambiguity in the business.
Yes.
No, sorry, lexical ambiguity.
Gotcha.
Yeah, anyway. So, but no, you're a bit of a fish expert, I understand.
I mean, I love the fish. I don't love to fish. Well, I have fished before, but I wouldn't suggest doing it in the Mon at this time of year.
Or ever. But
or ever. It might be like Blinky the Three-Eyed Fish.
Sure.
That comes out. But you can get a lot of fish fried around town. And we did, for the Pittsburgh Business Times, we went to Pub Chip Shop, which is part of Piper's Pub.
If anybody knows how to batter and fry something, it's those dudes.
Piper's Pub is one of the most highly rated places on Yelp. It is consistent, which I think is key to a long-standing restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And they're owned by good people. And they have a great staff.
I don't care if they're evil. I will still eat their pasties and pies and chips.
Should we go to Chick-fil-A?
No.
Okay.
I draw the line.
Okay. Yeah, so they have... a lot of really great options. Obviously, with the chip shop just opening up, I think it's on year two now. But they have, obviously, Baps,
mm-hmm.
it's called. And
Boxties.
They have pies to go, I believe, like the shepherd's pie, mm-hmm. little mini pies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are awesome.
And then they have fried Mars, which is apparently – or deep fried Mars bars.
Yeah, that's a British thing.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that it was a thing, but apparently it is.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Over in
– You know, like every culture has something that they'll deep fry, and that's theirs.
Well, I was going to say, in America, we'll do everything
much,
and anything.
Yeah.
But it's very good, and really, if you're looking for a nice English, Irish, / whiskey pub with fish, it's a really great place.
Recommended. Okay, yeah. But so normally when you talk about like where to get fish this time of year, mm-hmm. like you're talking about church basements, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any favorites in that category?
So I turn to Yelp because we actually have a talk board that people can post conversations on. It is quite interesting at times because people like to argue about
sure.
their favorite places. So they have a list of places on here, a talk thread right now going on of their different churches, different lists that you can do, really different restaurants, which I love. A lot of people talk about a couple different churches, Holy Angels and Hayes, which is...
I've heard that name before.
Yeah. They were talking about how the line is really long, but they move really efficiency. See, oh my gosh, I'm making up words. Irregardless.
Hmm.
So that's got a really great fish fry. St. Mary's of Assumption on Middle Road in Glenshaw. Someone was talking about being a really great place. And it says homemade desserts, which I'm in.
Bonus.
You know, that's
yeah.
what you have to say, and I'm in. St. Rosalia's? Is that
St. Rosalia's.
Oh, my gosh. I just butchered
that. That's my hood.
Okay. Have you been there?
Yeah. My kid used to go to the preschool there, so I had to volunteer.
Did you fry?
I did not fry.
Did you batter?
I mostly just ate food, to be honest.
That doesn't sound like volunteering.
I brought the kids there and supervised them.
So it says it gets really packed.
Pretty lively, yeah.
But I think that what's really great about Yelp and what's really great about reading through this is that they give you the different tips. Like, this place is packed, so you're going to expect these things when you go there, and it's not going to be like the line out the door and what the heck, what's going on?
I have seen the line out the door at St. Roselia's.
That's crazy. Yeah. You know, it's almost these things become so popular out of nowhere. So fish fries have been going on forever, but some hipster or someone somewhere was like, we're going to make fish fries the next hot thing. And so, because I remember in high school, we got excited about Chicken Nugget Day. We had a whole song to it. It was Chicken Nugget Day, like. We were all excited about it.
How's that go?
I'm not even going to revisit that. No. I don't even remember it. I think I just made that up. But people got so excited for Chicken Nuggets, and it just spread like wildfire, and everyone loved Chicken Nugget Day. Nothing changed. They tasted like cardboard, and you had to dip them in ranch to taste good. But it was a thing, and I feel as if fish fries have become – well, obviously, they're much tastier, but they've become a thing.
Careful there. Yeah.
Yes. Don't you think?
Yeah, no, it does seem to fit into that sort of romanticization of Yinzer culture that we're all experiencing right now.
So with this big thing, they have created a ton of different lists, and I've linked this on the Yelp Talk board I just did, but they actually have a map that you can go to for fish fries, and you can click on the different stars, and a lot of these are great resources in terms of, like, the churches. So obviously reviewing a church on Yelp is a little touchy, but seeing the information from Yelp and going here is great. So you can
come for the homilies, stay for the communion wafers.
You know what? I do love
sacrilegious.
Some of the different. Yeah. Anyway, so you can hop on these different maps, and they have all the information in terms of what time things are served. This is important stuff. What times things are served, how much the fish sandwiches are, the adult versus the child price, obviously the phone number and address. So it's a really comprehensive, and this is on Google Maps. Someone just created this whole fish fry list. And then we actually have an app that was just created in Pittsburgh, and it is something that you can download. I actually just downloaded it so you can get it and go. And it's pretty much a festivals and fish fry app.
Nice.
I linked this on the Yelp talk board as well. But if you bring it up, you can get directions straight from it. You can email.
Sorry, I was just admiring your Eaton Park iPhone case.
Oh, yeah.
You're I just love Pittsburgh Eaton Park. From head to toe, aren't you?
I love Eaton Park. But then I go and travel, and I think people just think I'm a hippie that I like smiley faces.
Well, yeah. You're a little of that, too.
Well, I got – this is totally – we maybe – this is totally off subject, but I was in Washington, D.C. for work, and we were told to bring something from our city. And so I was racking my brain thinking, what am I going to bring? There's so many great places. And then it popped in my head, Eaton Park, duh.
Sure.
So I went, and now they have mini Eaton Park cookies. So I thought that was probably the best thing to fly with, because I thought at least one would get broken along the way and I'd have to eat it. Whoops. So I bought the minis and brought them. And I was so excited about them. And then my boss's boss bit into one, and we were doing this taste test blindfold. She bit into one and exclaimed, smiley cookie. But she gets them in Chicago. So I don't know, from like a deli. So I don't know if Eaton Park.
I don't think they've trademarked that image, but
I bet they
I've
have.
Never seen them elsewhere. I mean, when you imagine somebody must have had the idea. But
I mean, obviously a smiley face is a smiley face. Anyone can use it.
But. So can you trademark a smiley face on a cookie, though?
I bet.
Is that a patentable?
We're going to have to Google this.
Let's research it.
Yeah. But I that was my first job. That was – I grew up – I worked there for 5 years.
Wait, you worked at Eaton Park?
Yeah, for 5 years. I was a hostess, probably a horrible one, and then a server, probably a horrible one.
So you had the cookie hookup on the side.
Oh, my gosh. I totally stole cookies all the time. And the sticky buns, I used to like grab those from the baker's rack and shove it in my mouth and run away.
Nice.
I know. This is like a 17-year-old's dream is –
I mean, I would think that would be pretty high on the list of perks working there.
Totally. The perks of that and a free Super Burger during your
right on.
lunch break.
So, well, okay, now tell me what's the name of this app and where can people find it? iOS, Android, what's the...
It is on iOS, I believe, and Android. And it's actually, like I said, Pittsburgh-based. It's the Pittsburgh Fish and Food Festival app.
I like it. It's alliterative.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I love alliteration.
It's memorable. Yeah.
So you can check that out. And then we also have our... on KDK, they have a list of all the places, again, with all of the names of the churches, the what they're serving. I saw one was mac and cheese, which I was – dessert mac and cheese, I'm sold.
It's a go-to. Yeah.
I know.
Wait, dessert mac and cheese?
Oh.
I'm intrigued.
No, dessert and mac and cheese.
Oh.
Dessert mac and cheese.
Somebody in Lawrenceville is doing that right now.
Deep fry. I know. Lawrenceville.
It's a mashup. It's like cinnamon and nutmeg.
And they're opening the restaurant.
It's artisanal. You'll
love it. They're opening their restaurant yesterday.
Yeah.
I feel like we're on Portlandia.
It's a food truck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. And then we also have a Twitter handle, Pittsburgh Fish Fry. I just discovered this. And so what I like about Fish Fry Season 2 and also to integrate Yelp is that you can put in the search engine fish sandwich. So if you're looking for a fish sandwich or even a halibut fish sandwich, so you want something specific, you can type that in and it'll pop up in the search engine all of the fish
sandwiches.
Should I say
not halibut, any other type of fish?
You don't like halibut?
I don't know. I'm just putting a hypothetical question to you.
Like mahi-mahi? I'm sure you could. Whatever.
That's the church basement I want to check out.
Mahi-mahi.
The mahi-mahi.
Well, this
Lenten
is what,
fish fry.
So this is what I'm getting to, Josh. Thank you for the segue.
You bet.
Is that a lot of popular restaurants are serving fish fries.
Oh, I heard about this little place on the north side. It's called McDonald's. Have you heard of it?
I thought you were going to say because someone on the talk board talked about a Mitchell's, which I never heard of on the north side.
Okay,
McDonald's. No, Josh. Come on. So when you type in the search engine, there's a bunch of different places that pop up. I know Meat and Potatoes on Fridays does something. Penn Avenue Fish Company, one of my faves.
One would hope.
Permane Brothers does a fish sandwich. Ned's is talked about a lot on
Ned's.
Yelp.
NEIDS? Doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, so they're talked about a lot as being a very popular space or place to get fish fries. And we have Original Oyster House, of course.
Nice.
So there's, but anyway, this Twitter handle is tweeting out restaurants that are saying that they're serving fish fries. So, you know, obviously there's different restaurants that specialize in different things, and you'll find the tweets over here. OTB Cafe is doing a special fish sandwich. Just like going down the list here, you can see a bunch of different places.
Right on.
There's a lot, obviously.
So, Rachel, do you observe Lent? Do you need to find fish every Friday?
I do not. I enjoy fish any time of the year. I am not just a Lenten
fair weather fish.
Yes, I'm not just a fair weather Lenten fan. I like fish any time of the day. So,
if you were to give something up for Lent, what would it be?
Oh my gosh. I'm always like to brag. Well, I am Presbyterian, so I never had to give up anything. Ha ha ha. I always love the people that give up something super easy.
Something meaningless. Yeah.
Yeah. Pop or something.
Hmm.
Or soda. Sorry.
No, it's pop.
Okay. Pop.
We've established this.
Oh, okay. Wait.
Didn't we have a whole episode on that?
We did, but I forgot that you were a pop.
I'm a pop partisan right down the middle.
Oh,
Upper Midwest.
Alliteration.
Represent.
Love it. Yeah. So I don't know. It's so hard. Something frivolous. I'm sure that's not anything that I would be missing.
Yeah.
Like I have a friend that's giving up going out to eat, but then she will remain nameless, but we went out to eat last night and she said, well, it was for work. We did it for work because we were kind of chatting.
That's just reasonable.
About work. I don't know. Do you?
No. No, come on.
Okay. What would you give up?
I would give up... I could go like
you can't
really
give up your children.
I could give up asceticism. And I could give up the giving up of things for spiritual purposes.
Are they going to say giving up being snarky?
No.
Can't do that.
That would actually be a sacrifice. I'm not willing to make that yet.
Okay.
Ask me next year.
The one thing I know that no one should give up on is the social club.
Aw.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
That was well done, Rachel.
I know. Good exit.
You're the best.
I try.
Thanks again, Rachel.
Of course. Happy fish fry season.